It started with Wendy. Snowboarding.
In 1965, the Poppin family were at home in Michigan, U.S. It was winter, and there was snow and ice on the ground. Sherman Poppin watched his daughter go down the ice on some wood. Wendy tried to stand up on the wood, but she couldn't. She fell every time. Sherman had an idea. He went into his garage and made a board. Now we call it a snowboard. That same day, Wendy's friends wanted boards too. Snowboarding is good on hard snow and ice, but you can use today's boards on wet snow too. Extreme snowboarders go down dangerous mountains. They can turn right, turn left. They can go to beautiful places. Only snowboarders and mountain animals see these places. But in the 1980s, there was a problem. Skiers didn't want the snowboarders on the mountains. Skiers start at the top of a mountain and then go down. Snowboarders go across the mountain in front of the skiers. But skiers slowly understood the snowboarders' love for the mountains. Now more and more people go snowboarding. Crested Butte is a beautiful mountain town in Colorado. In 1997, it was the first extreme sports center in the U.S. for snowboarding. In 1998, the Winter X Games were there, and snowboarding was one of the games. Now there are snowboarding parks, too. Snowboarders can jump and do tricks on the snow. 35 years after Wendy Poppin went down the ice in Michigan, the United States extreme sports team had an idea. They wanted to climb the highest mountain in Antarctica and snowboard down the ice. Mount Vincent is almost 5,000 meters high, and it's the coldest mountain in the world. Here's Doug Stoop of the U.S. Extreme Sports Team. The trip was his idea.
Antarctica is very cold. It's minus 20 degrees centigrade when there's no sun. But when the sun comes out, it's hot. Crazy.
On the mountain, the team tried to sleep as much as possible.
When you're very high, you get tired. You have to drink a lot of water and eat a lot of food. It doesn't stop snowing here. We're having the worst snow and wind for 100 years. It's wet snow, good for snowboarding. There's no night here. Only 24-hour days. It's light all the time. The hottest time of the day is from 4 in the afternoon to midnight. I'm learning to sleep by day or night.
The team climbed to the top of Mount Vincent in December 1999. The weather was good, and they snowboarded down the mountain.